Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what up? It's Saint Radio, bitch. You're listening to High Def. Wednesdays at 5:30. You already know. Yes, yeah. I flown with Medusa. They don't want no look. You see the Girl Scout, everybody out cookies. I'm on that mat, so I don't speak nothing PC. I'm fly, flow, crack, pizza, nosebleed. Jesus is my hype man, God did me right. These ain't these, but these C sitting right. This Ooh. Ass is me, no booty shots, booty pops, no need. Got supplied it for free. Yes, a girl, I was more easy baked than ball beads. Blow face, catty bitches will get noodled and slayed if they get in my way. Shots flowing in the building and you listen to Spate. Yeah!
Here again. Today is October 13th. It's Wednesday. It's a nice day in New York. What's going on, miss?
Hey, it's our 100th show. What's up?
Yeah, man. It's 100 state radio shows. Wow, that seems like a lot to me, but we here, and we ain't going nowhere. It's hundreds of celebrities. And crazy people calling in, man. We definitely rocking out 100.
We had some good times. Yeah. We're going to keep going strong.
Exactly. So how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. I'm live from Waco right now.
Really? What you doing in Waco?
Yeah. Huh?
What you doing in Waco?
Oh, goodness. I'm chilling with my boo right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
I got a boo. Aren't you surprised?
Oh. She said, aren't you surprised? Yeah, I am. that's what's up. So fella, she's taken now.
Yes. It's been forever, but yeah.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I'm glad to hear that, man. Glad to hear that. So how's, any news going on? Any, current, oh, wait, we have, Stacey Russell calling in today. She's from Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah, she's the hottest female artist coming out of Austin, Texas right now. Like, for you listeners that's listening right now, y'all are going to enjoy her today, and y'all are going to enjoy her music. Y'all got to make sure y'all show her love.
Definitely. So, do you know, what time is she calling in, you know?
She had, like, two or three other interviews today, so she's
okay.
Supposed to be calling in. She's doing it big today. So
all
she's
right,
supposed to be
right.
Calling in. So, hopefully it'll be before, isn't Bobby Brackens calling in, too?
I'm not sure. They didn't get back to me, so I'm not really sure about that. But, I mean, he might be calling in. But
you know how
it
goes. If he does,
yeah,
if it
exactly.
does, if he does, you know how it goes.
Exactly. So they call in. If they don't, they don't. We'll make it happen either way. But I want to get into her song, I'm Over You, so the people can get an idea of what she sounds like.
All right.
Getting kidded to be nothing real shame.
Yeah, that was Stacey Russell. I'm Over You. I really like that. Do you know, is that available on iTunes? Can people cop that?
I'm not even sure if it's on iTunes. Maybe that's a question we can ask her, but all her music is available on her MySpace, and you can reach her on Facebook. I'm pretty sure she'll send it to you, but maybe we can ask her that question when she calls in today.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. If Mike Epps is on the latest cover of Spate magazine, his people hit me up. The listeners may be, you just seen him on, he was hosting the BET Awards, so I'm really trying to get him to call in to Spate Radio, so hopefully, over the next week or so, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to Mike Epps and see what he's up to and see what else he got going on and coming up, stuff like that. So I'm looking forward to that. So people, keep listening, and we're going to get Mike Epps on the show, and that's basically what we what's going on, what I'm trying to do next. We got some more music for you. Let's get into the game. We do a big,
The future is safe.
Now I'm in the limelight, cause I run tight.
Telling niggas order 40 bottles of rosé. Fuck with a cup.
What big name artists can you see yourself working with in the future?
you know what? Right now, I could see myself with, you know, Kanye West, Kid Cudi. He hot right now. So, you know, Eminem, Aftermath, you know, Timbo. Them are some people that I, you know, I want to work with now.
Okay.
You also have a track with Chameleon there titled I'm Getting Money. How's that come about?
Oh, man. Well, I just have, well, producers sent it to me, and I just, you know, wrote a high course to it and got it on up out of there. That's how it happened. It just, you know, came on to me, and I know Rapid Rick, so, you know, shoot, you know,
that's
people, you know, knowing people, you know, something like that.
Okay.
Do you have any questions, Antoine?
Yeah, we all know, you know, like the grind for, you know, rappers and singers is really a tough grind. So what keeps you motivated and keeps you going every day, you know, hitting the studio and stuff like that?
God, that's what keeps me going. He's my motivator, and, you know, I have him. I just pray, and, you know, and I that's how I get my days going every day.
Okay. So, what's your, like, label situation, or, you know, how do you feel? Do you want to be indie, or do you actually want to get signed to a major label? What are your feelings on that?
You know, I do want to get, you know, signed to a major label, you know, soon. But, you know, right now, it doesn't hurt to be independent right now. You know, if you got a bad grind and you know you can hit it and you can do it, Do it like it's supposed to be done. You know what I'm saying? So right now, being independent is awesome right now, because, you know, you got so much stuff in your face that you can do. So, you know, most of all, being independent is not so bad.
Okay.
Yeah. All the money's coming back to you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
So I know you're from Austin, Texas, right?
Yeah, I'm from Austin.
So are there a lot of avenues for, like, artists to perform and stuff like that in Austin?
Yeah, it's a lot of local, you know, promoting shows going on. You know, we have promoters that, you know, rep for local artists, you know. So, I mean, yeah, it's you know, some people getting, you know, trying to promote local artists out here, yeah.
Okay. So you guys have showcases and stuff like that, and...
Yeah, we have, like, local showcases with, you know, artists that, you know, that are local.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, who are you listening to right now, like, on as far as in your iPod and stuff like that?
You know what? I've been listening to, you know, back in the day, 96, 1995, at Escape, you know. You know what I'm saying? At Escape, man. I'm telling you, that Deborah Cox, you know, Lauryn Hill, just, you know, I've just been putting them in the deck.
Okay.
They've been in my deck for about a year. I've been jamming them.
So, what got you into music? You know, taking it back a little bit.
Well, basically, I was raised in the church, and most of all, you know, influenced me, my mother, you know, singing. I was always hearing her sing and hearing my family sing, so that influenced me to get going.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. Did you get a chance to check out the BET Awards?
No, I didn't get to get it. I didn't get to check it out.
Oh, okay.
What happened? How was it?
Oh, man, it was a lot of performances, man. A lot of great performances. Yeah, you know, J. Cole performed, and
You know I got a thing for J. Cole, Antoine. You know I do.
I keep forgetting to get him on the show for you.
We gonna make that happen. But it was a lot of performances. The BET, the Hip Hop Awards went good. I enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm going to have to go look it up on YouTube, go check some performances out.
Yeah, definitely. So So that kills my question that I was going to ask you.
Okay. Where can the people find you, Stacey?
Excuse me?
Where can the people find you, like your Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, you everywhere?
Well, really, you know, you can check me, www.twitter.com/StaceyRussell.com. Most of all of them just are Stacey Russell, StaceyRussell.
Okay.
All
right.
That's what's up, man. Definitely. So
that's
definitely
easier than what we usually get. You get a little hood star 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and put this apostrophe over here. So
yeah,
that's good. Stacey Russell.
Stacey Russell.
All right.
So what are some of your goals over the next maybe 2-3 years?
Man, to have a couple of albums out and already being, you know, on tour and, you know, just getting out there, trying to, you know, talk to more people and getting to know other artists and producers.
Okay. What do you feel is the hardest thing to get over when you're a female R&B artist? What is one of the hardest things to get over as far as reaching your main goal is being a successful artist?
Can you say that one more time? My phone's kind of beeping.
Oh, no problem. I said, what is one of the hardest things that you have to overcome being a female R&B artist?
Man, being able to getting past the man, Lord, getting past the. I mean, for real, the male artist. Man, you really have to bypass them just to get through, because you know
okay.
It's so much. You know, they you know, just because you're a female, they try to make you, you know, seem like you ain't got that grind like they got it. So, you know, you really have to grind hard just to get through that. So
yeah.
that's the biggest. Oh, you have to overcome. You have to do that. You have to overcome all of them.
Yeah. Do you feel since like a lot of R&B singers, female and male, that are coming out now, they're rapping and singing? Do you feel like you're obligated to rap also nowadays?
No, not really. It's just, you know what? I really don't even. I don't feel that way. No, I don't feel that way. I just feel like, shoot, I can rap and I can sing, so I might as well do it. Use it.
Okay.
So,
all right.
That's true.
All right, because I know a lot of new artists that are coming out. They kind of feel like, if they don't rap, like, you know, for Brandy, for example, Brandy, she was singing all her life, and now all of a sudden she wants to rap because everybody else is, you know, singing and rapping.
Yeah, just like Keisha Cole and Mary J. Blige, they have a little song with rapping in it, and, you know, they ain't even rappers. But, you know, but I'm just saying, though, you know, you have to. I mean, if you know you can do it, might as well use it.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. Most definitely. So you have anything you want to say to your fans and stuff like that might be listening, or your future fans?
I just want to say thank you. Yeah. That's what I want to say.
Wow. That was nice.
Thank you. But, yeah, I just want to, you know, thank the fans and, you know, for you know, you know, having my back and, you know, keep, you know, holding me down, you know. I just want to thank everybody for, you know, helping me out and, you know, showing me out.
Definitely.
That's what's up.
We appreciate you calling in. And we're going to play your song again. So can you introduce it for the people?
Oh, you gonna put on I'm over you, I'm over you. That's it.
Wow.
I wonder why I'm looking at you crazy.
her song, I'm Over You. So make sure you cop that when it's available on iTunes and everything. We definitely appreciate her calling in.
Yeah, hopefully she calls in and updates us when it's on iTunes so everybody can get it.
Exactly. Exactly. I think I got a new favorite song, man. We might be playing that a lot right there.
I knew it.
That's easy on the ears right there. And she gave us a little a cappella that shows you that she can really sing. That's not the studio right there.
Yeah, that's not no studio artist. She ain't on auto-tune and all that type of stuff.
She just ripped it right over the phone. like it was nothing. But definitely, shout out to Stacey Russell. That's my new best friend inside my head, you know. So. All right, so we gonna get into your favorite rapper, J. Cole, Higher.
Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire.
It's Cave Masters Inc.
Strongest
lighter. You might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. You might not be the one.
Hey, you know what? I don't mean to cut off the song, but did you see him perform on the BET Awards?
Yes, I did.
And did you see, like, the crowd? The crowd really didn't seem like they was into it.
I was yelling on my couch. I was into it. Who cares
what
anybody else feels?
You know that guy, Antoine Dodson, he got a standing ovation. And J. Cole, like, nobody did anything. Like,
they're probably,
you know,
Drake lovers.
I know, right? They probably love Drake, like Drake fans, because that was, if they're going to stand up for Antoine Dodson, like,
I think they were Drake lovers. All in all, they're probably like, we're not going to clap for him because we love Drake. Shout out to Young Money, though.
Definitely. So I'm going to play a song, though. I cut it off early.
Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire.
It's Cave Masters Inc.
Strongest
lighter. You might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Fire, pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter, you might not be the one. Hey, what up, girl, tell me how you feeling. You look sweet enough to make a nigga need a feeling. If you got a man, do that nigga need a feeling. She said, look skill, and I'm trying to make a killing. God willing, I'll be chilling on the boat, nigga. Love is a gamble, I ain't dealing with no broke, nigga. Down in Miami with a Super Bowl team, trying to bag a brother with a Super Bowl ring. Oh, she came down in Dallas at the All-Star game, spitting All-Star game. Trying to get a nigga with an all-star name. Something like James, something like Wade. If you something like Kate, you can fuck the night. Yeah, she saying fuck some nice days. What about your life savings? Won't spend her life slaving. So she graduated rich nigga wife training. And if you got money, man, ahead is amazing.
Just Cave Masters
Inc.
We've
got
the industry
on
our show.
We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. She might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire. Pour a little gas, fuck up your lighter. You might not be the one, but you the one that I desire. What up, girl? Tell me how you been. They sent me from 12th grade, even back then. Thought you was a cutie, throw your booty mad then. But you done got thicker on the nigga, goddamn. Hey, now I got a thing for you. It's been a long time coming, I should hang with you. Cause see, way back, I thought the fuck with you was impossible. Count your baby daddies now, two in the possible. You still got it, though. Yeah, you still got it, though. Girl, your body looking like a fucking pot of gold. Got your mean little walk with the model pose. You got your head dead, you got designer clothes. You still got it, though. Yeah, you still got it, though. You got your nails dead, damn, girl, you're on the road. Do you give brains, did you make the honor roll? Don't worry about your man, baby, he ain't got a note. Come here, I'm about to take you higher. We about to set this bitch on fire.
Yeah, that was J. Cole. Take you higher. Yeah. Did you hear about that Soulja Boy article where he said that he shot somebody?
No, I didn't. I just know about him and the whole Cat Sack situation and all that. She got her own little spot in what is it, Hip Hop Weekly or something like that?
She does?
Yeah, I think it is that. Don't quote me on that, but she has like her own little spot, like a spread of just her back in the day and everything. But she went in on Soulja Boy, supposedly, allegedly, he was doing cocaine. Did you hear about that?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah.
I heard about that.
That's what I said.
But,
allegedly. We don't know. But what happened with that?
Oh, well, it's an article in Vibe magazine, and he said that these guys tried to rob him, and he actually shot someone. He said
like
he shot
really?
A guy. This was when he was younger, I think. Like,
oh, okay.
I think when he was, like maybe 2 or 3 years ago. But, I guess it, yeah, and then he said that he shot the guy twice in his back or something while he was running. And he said that it's been he kept it under wraps for his most of his career because which hasn't even what it's only been 3 years.
Yeah, that's right.
You know he has kept it on you know under wraps because the record label was like he has young fans so you know it wouldn't look good for him but now he's 20 so he's talking about it because he feel that he's you know older and he has a his fan base is older. So, you know, that's a piece of interesting information that a lot of you, you know, I guess you can look for it in the next Vibe magazine because he's, I think he's on the first ever digital cover, which I'm, Vibe magazine for the first time, they released a digital only cover and, sounds like they're tapping into our territory, digital magazines, but,
yeah. That's us. That's State Magazine. Tell them it's fun.
Exactly. Exactly. We've been digital for 3 years, and they're just 3 or 4, like 4 years now, and they're just starting to realize that it's a big market. But you know, Vibe, let them do what they do. I like Vibe Magazine, so
yeah,
I'm gonna
to
let
Vibe.
You live. Yeah, shout out to Vibe. Shout out to everybody at Vibe Magazine, man. They gave us a shout out in the magazine before on the website, so I'm not hating on them. But
it's
yeah,
love,
you know, you got
love.
Me up. Yeah, yeah, it's all love right now. But yeah, I heard that they mentioned Cat Stacks. I wasn't really paying attention. They talked about Cat Stacks on the BET Awards a couple of times.
Yeah, it's a shame because what she's known for is just like now she's some kind of like little celebrity over this now. Really? This is how
yeah,
we're doing
she it? She's a celebrity now off of being a total slut bag.
Yeah, whole bag. This is like terrible.
She's a total slut bag.
And they promote
definitely.
It.
And they're promoting it.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's
we are
how it
too
is.
A little bit because we're talking about it. So let's change the subject. Don't give her no more views. So anyway.
You're right. Let's move on to the next topic. Or matter of fact, let's move on to some music.
What you got?
We're gonna make that happen. Yeah, let's see if we got some new. What we got new right here? We got Mino. It's on tonight.
Yeah. Unstoppable. You're all welcome. It's on tonight. We ballin' right. For real, baby, I'm bringing you home tonight. So high that I think I can touch the sky. La 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 la. It's on tonight. Brooklyn in the house, no doubt.
Let me get my walk on and turn this motherfucker out. I don't play no. Sticky like Play-Doh. Gangsta like Leno. Say ho. I am the one better. Get you like. I bet you like everything. Let it bang. Catch a flame. Say a few words and I'm guaranteed to catch a dame. As I twist a nigga cap like a ratchet, man. I get at you, man. See, this that real shit that some of you suckers can't deal with. So put it in the mix on the devil. Brooklyn and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble.
It's on tonight, we ballin' right. For real, baby, I'm bringing you home tonight. So high that I think I can touch the sky. Like la 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 la. It's on tonight, we ballin' right. For real, baby, I'm bringing you home tonight. I'm about bread, I ain't caught up in the nonsense. Hit a head of guard, smack niggas unconscious. Groupies all on me, from this side of Long Beach. See the skull grow, women they adore me. Nigga, I'm the truth, y'all linked up with Snoop Dogg. Yeah, bring it back, hit a roof fall.
It's on tonight, we ballin' right. For real, baby, I'm bringing you home tonight. So high that I think I can touch the sky. Like la 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 la. It's on tonight.
Yeah, let's get into that Bobby Bracken joint. I guess he's not calling in today, but we'll catch up with him.
Knockout.
Cuff your chick.
Yeah, Ray J. Bobby Bracken.
Let's go.
storm froze. Thanks to the stove, Mattress Financial, banks never close. Monday through Sunday, serve all addicts. Joey Van Gundy, watch me work the magic. And I ain't talking NBA. I ain't even touch the breath. I'm jealous what's the envy made. Problem is these guys ain't even half what they pretend to be. Cardone, now look at all the shots that they keep sending me. And your girl a best, she fulfilling all my fantasies. She drip, drip, dripping all up in the drop at Phantom Seats. Now pop your bottles, blow your cuss, fuck what your man say. Cause you know we don't give a fuck, we let the band play.
We about to close the show. We're going to play some joints, but thanks for everybody for listening. Thanks to Stacey Russell. Make sure you check out her song when it's available on iTunes. And you got any shout-outs for the people?
Shout-out to Spay Radio listeners. I've been looking at the updates, and there was like maybe over 200 new people who signed in to be on Spay Radio today, so it's going good. We're doing good. 100 show and we're still going strong. So
exactly. And everybody that listens, you know, thousands of people listen on Facebook and Twitter and, you know, YouTube, where, you know, wherever it is you listen from, shout out to you. Thanks for checking us out. Real, you know, worldwide, wherever you're checking in from. We definitely appreciate it. But we're going to get into the Hood Stars laughing. And thanks for listening. SpayRadio.com.
All right, now,
David Benedict. Your ass down like you was playing a cello. See,
You niggas hate it and I levitated first. Knew I would kill the game, premeditated murder. So if it comes out and made the best man win, no sweat like a headband.
Hey, where I'm from, if you ever seen what I've seen, hey, you know it can't get no better for me. You know it can't get no better for me.
Get mine, my nigga, get yours. Cross me, you getting high. Your options are live or die.